two stops away from Canary Wharf, so it's nice. It's
pretty central.
Kind of, it's not very, very central. It's kind of about 30 minutes outside of central, so it's out of the hustle and bustle, but it's very well connected, so it's kind of close to get into the hustle and bustle.
Sounds perfect.
I couldn't go into the middle of it.
Oh God, I tell you, no way.
They wouldn't allow you.
No.
Where's my cell tape?
Anyway.
Oh my God, can't find your sellotape.
Okay, where's my bloody sellotape? I'm having a diva moment here. Okay, all right. I think I'm happy with everybody's levels at the moment. Give us a hey, everybody. Well, I'm too loud. Yeah. Una, give us a level.
Level.
Yeah, nice and good. Ross, give us a level.
1, 2, 1, 2.
You've done that before. Okay. All right.
Only once or twice.
All right, Electric Picnic, what's up? All right, okay.
Everybody. Recording in progress.
Oh, recording in progress. Okay. Is everybody ready to go?
Yep.
All right. Hey, it's iRadio in the morning with Cooper and Una, and we love our I Love Irish artists and one of Ireland's biggest DJ, Welsy. Sorry.
Go again. DJs.
Welly.
DJ Welly.
Gives it socks. All right. It's iRadio in the morning with Cooper and Una. Just as well, this is fucking recorded, right? It's iRadio in the morning. It's Cooper and Una. And we love our I Love Irish artists. And one of Ireland's biggest DJs is joining us. Welchy, how's it going?
Hello.
Hi, guys. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're really good. We are loving Paranoid. Tell us all about it.
Oh, God. Put me on the spot straight away.
Dude, you came on to talk about it.
Yeah, so I'm really excited. Paranoid, my latest single, is your I Love track of the week. It's a song which is real special to me because I got to collaborate with one of my favourite ever people. I got to collaborate with Izzy Bizu, who I'm a massive fan of. So like to even think that I got to do that is just such a surreal thing.
That's amazing, man. That is fantastic. And it's an absolute banger. And, you know, you should hold your head up high and proud because everybody's loving it. Well done.
It's such a bop.
Thanks so much.
Now, Welsy, so you have left the green fields of Kilkenny for the big city lights. You're living in London at the moment. How are things going?
Yeah, massive contrast. It's definitely not Kilkenny, I'll tell you that for a fact. It's a complete polar opposite.
What do you miss most from home?
Oh, that's a very tricky one. Pints of Guinness are very bad over here. Controversial, but yeah. They're very bad. Friends, hurling, and just kind of, I suppose, green fields. It's very, very built up here. It's very kind of overwhelming, but I've gotten used to it now, but it's very different.
And you said hurling, like, do you have an opportunity to play any hurling in London? Because you did play, didn't you?
I do, yeah. I had an opportunity, but I've just been so busy this summer that I didn't get around to doing it. There's been a few people on to me to play for a few clubs, so next year I'm definitely going to play.
He needs a county trophy, that's what he needs. You need to play for your county. I think that'll get you home. It's like, Welchy, come on, put a Cats jersey on, you'd be grand.
I loves me county, boy. So, Welchy, do you think you have done your dream collaboration then, or is there someone else you would love to collab with?
I've definitely done one of my dream collaborations, but there's obviously more I'd love to do. Like, I'd love to work with the likes of Becky Hill, Ella Eyre, Ella Henderson. There's just so many people I really, really want to work with.
Yeah, I think Becky Hill's definitely on every producer's wish list of vocals.
Yeah. And I think so.
Yeah, it's kind of, Becky, no, too busy. I'm just hanging out with
Joe Curry
and David Guetta. Yeah. And stuff. Like, oh, damn it. Because what about then DJ collaborations? Like, is there anybody who'd like to collab there with?
DJ-wise, very tricky. I think at the minute, I have a few cool DJ collabs coming up, which I don't want to say too much about, which are really cool. But like proper bucket list kind of stuff would probably be the likes of a Tiesto or a David Guetta or something like that, something cool like.
That'd be very, very cool.
And can I ask, Welchy, what does it feel like when you hear your song come on the radio? Because I saw a video recently and your granddad got awful excited. It was so cute. Oh my God.
It's so fun. I think it's the coolest feeling in the world. Like, it's everything. When I started making music, like, that's like the end goal. Like, that's like what you kind of strive to do. And like, when it happens, Like, it doesn't feel real. It happens quite a bit now, which I'm very fortunate for, but like every time it still happens, is it's mental. Like, it doesn't feel like it's real.
What was the first kind of stage of where it started to make roads for you? Because you didn't initially get a record contract. So, like, where were you, like, getting your music out there? How did it all happen for you?
The main avenue I took was literally just remixing and bootlegging everything. So on YouTube, just throwing any chart song, anything I could kind of remix and put my spin on. Even if it was good or bad, I was just trying to just pump it up, throw it out there, because why not? And it kind of worked.
Yeah, it seems to be working. And like, I think producers are still doing that, because you still see producers from around the country like releasing stuff. And the fan base grows from there as well. And when the fans create the stars like you, I think it's really, really good.
Powerful.
It's fantastic. But like, even like, that's one thing, like, for aspiring producers, like, never overlook the power of SoundCloud. SoundCloud is mega.
Yeah,
you,
I know.
You can track that.
Like, we did a remix of Stop the World and Let Me Off with Declan Nerney. And
yeah, I've seen that live, actually, after Two Johnnies. It was fantastic.
Fantastic.
And the SoundCloud plays in it are far succeeds the YouTube, the iTunes, and the Spotify plays in it. It's absolutely bananas-like. So SoundCloud is definitely a thing for producers, up-and-come producers, to look out for sure.
It's the one now I would say to focus on. SoundCloud. YouTube used to be, but not anymore. Yeah. But SoundCloud would be the one. And that's where every like record label, A&R, is sniffing around. So if you have a good song that's popping off on SoundCloud, you could be contacted very soon.
That's a good tip. Oh, it might happen for us yet, Una.
Well, now. Straight away on SoundCloud.
Well, Paranoid is a new track from Welchie. We love it as an I Love Irish artist. Thank you for being our guest on iRadio.
Thanks so much, guys. Thanks a million. Thanks for having me.
Not at all.
That was lovely. Thanks. And best of luck with everything.
Oh, thanks so much, guys. Thanks a million.
Not at all, buddy. Listen, it's been lovely to talk to you, and enjoy London. Living that life.
Thanks so much.
Fantastic.
See you guys.
Bye.
Thanks so much.
Cheers, buddy.
Bye.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.